crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're going to talk some high school baseball on the Coach's Corner today. Well, the Carbon Dinos are going toe-to-toe with the Delta Rabbits right now. The Emory Spartans have the week off. It is spring break. They'll return to the field a week from today to take on the Manti Templars. Emory right now 2-4 in region play, but they have plenty of opportunities to get back in the thick of things of what's been a very competitive Region 15 with a lot of parity up to this point in time. Joining us right now over the phone to talk a bit about the team and the most recent loss, we have manager Rob Smith on the phone right now. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, anytime, Jordan. Thank you. Yeah,
definitely, Coach. You guys go into spring break following a setback to San Juan last week. But first things first, Coach, now that you guys have some time to kind of relax and I guess reflect on the way the season has gone to this point in time, is it a good thing or would you like to keep playing?
I think it'll be a good thing, good rest for the kids. We had a lot of games there in a little amount of time. Now it's kind of spread out more, mostly focusing just on region games, so it'll be good rest.
Well, as it sits right now, 2-4 in region play, it's kind of been a bag of mixed nuts. I mean, a big victory over Grand, and then a sweep at the hands of South Sevier, and a loss to San Juan, a split in the season set. Coach, we'll talk about this last game against San Juan. It was a game that I felt pretty good going into, especially the way you guys handled San Juan the last time you went toe-to-toe with them. Unfortunately, a 6-1 setback in this game.
Yeah, kind of frustrating. It come down to fundamental baseball, and we didn't play fundamental baseball, and it hurt us. Hopefully, we got the point across to the kids that each play is a big play, and we got to make that play.
That's kind of been the reoccurring theme. I mean, if we go back to the home loss to South Sevier, there's one error in that contest that resulted in several runs for South Sevier. So, I mean, San Juan, South Sevier, whatever game we're talking about, you can kind of point to one or two instances that really changed the complexion of the game.
Yeah, it does. Like, even against Carbon, we have four or five errors that really hurt us. It's been... Really, all of our losses have come down to fundamental baseball. We cut back on the errors. We're in every game. So,
looking at some of the games that you guys have won, Coach, a 10-run performance against San Juan to win a 9-run performance in a game against South Summit, have you been able to gauge where this team needs to be offensive-wise as far as run support to your pitching staff in order to put themselves in position to get a win?
I think if we score anywhere from 4 to 5 runs, we should be okay if our defense plays the defense that we know how. When we play good defense, we hold teams to low amounts of runs. When we do make an error, it seems to explode, and we don't stop the bleeding, and they score 5 or 6 in inning. And that's what it's come down to in the win-loss column for us.
Has there been any particular aspect that you can attribute that to? I mean, has it been the outfield? I mean, where have the biggest problems been defensively for this team?
A little bit of everywhere. Sadly, but true, it's been a little bit of everywhere. I think it just comes down to being mentally prepared for the ball to come to you. And that's one thing we're going to really focus on the second half of the season, and hopefully things will look up for us.
You know, you mentioned the contest against Carbon, and it's never fun to lose to your rival, regardless if it's a region game or not. But to play Carbon on Wednesday and then come back and play San Juan on Friday, was there some ill effects in the carryover there, Coach? I mean, that 16-0 loss, did some of that carry over in that game against San Juan?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think we mentally prepared. They were still a little down from Wednesday and didn't mentally prepare fully for San Juan on Friday.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Rob Smith of the Emory High School baseball team. Coach, what did you tell the kids as you guys break for spring break, and what's kind of the routine during this lengthy layoff?
I told them to enjoy a couple days, let their bodies recover. We're going to start again today, go hard for a couple days, and then we'll give them the weekend and Friday off, and then come prepared mentally for region games Tuesday.
Seems like a long ways off, but it's really not. I mean, next Tuesday, you guys will take the field. So you have a week off between now and then. What are some of the things that you work on in practice, and what's the routine there? Is it kind of the same as it has been all year, or do you change things up knowing that there's no game this week?
This week we're going to focus a little bit more on bullpens and then just hitting and fielding. So pretty much the same stuff, a little more bullpens. During the week we don't have time to throw bullpens, really work on stuff, just because we have so many games and got to keep arms fresh. So this week we'll focus a little more on bullpens.
Let's talk about that rotation, Coach. Who have you been impressed with, and what's been the biggest strong point for this team as far as the pitching rotation goes?
Rotationally-wise, our kids have been throwing really well. Easton Gordon's been throwing well. Cade Brazier's throwing well. Kyson Stilson's throwing really well. Really, we've been in the games pitching-wise. Walks do hurt us a little bit, but really it comes down to playing defense behind those pitchers. They're getting the balls where they need to be. Defensively, we just need to make the plays behind them.
I do want to talk about a couple of kids that have been phenomenal for you offensively. Easton Gordon, who's a senior, is batting over .500 this year. You got Colton Wilson, who it seems every time I take a look at a box score, Colton has done something good at the plate. This kid's batting over .300. And then you have Jesse Barnett, who's a junior. He's also batting over .300. But between those three guys, I mean, that's a lot of offensive firepower that you've had so far this year, Coach.
Yeah, they've been swinging it really well, seeing the ball. Our leadoff guys, Kyson Stilson, Rance Jensen, they're doing a great job of getting on base, giving those other three an opportunity to drive runs in. One thing we're really focusing on is one run an inning, and if we can get on and get those guys up to bat with somebody on, we usually do get that one run, and that's our goal. So,
as far as taking advantage of runners on base, I think you guys have left something. You've left over 100 runners on base. Is that right? Is that accurate up to this point?
That is. In big game, big situations, we tend to leave bases loaded quite often. Our bottom half of our lineup struggled with getting runners around, moving runners around. That's one thing we've been focusing on is putting the ball in play, cutting down on strikeouts, give ourselves a chance.
It's probably the most frustrating aspect as a coach, right? Because you can't be in the batter's box with these guys, but when you have bases loaded or you have runners in scoring position and a golden opportunity in games that have been close, and just about every game has been close this year, to not bring those guys across the plate, how do you handle that as a manager?
That's a tough situation. Keep working. We just got to get those bottom half kids to buy into the process and say, hey, if we do put the ball in play, there's a chance they make an error. Then we take advantage of that error. Kind of like teams have been doing to us, we make an error, they take advantage of it. And I think that's what our bottom half needs to realize.
Coach, you mentioned it, now that we're into the second half of the season, I can't believe the season's already halfway over. But are you happy with the progression this team continues to make?
Yeah, I like to. We beat Grand, we beat Union. We played good baseball against those guys. We had a couple kids say, hey, we're a good baseball team. And we are. We're a good baseball team. We have a lot of room to improve. If we do that, you know, things are going to look up for us come state time.
Let's talk about the next region tilt. It'll be against a Manti team. You guys will see Manti twice next week, once on Tuesday and again on Friday. It's a team that has not won a region game up to this point in time, Coach, so an opportunity for you not only to develop kind of an instrumental lead over Manti, but at the same time position yourself right back in the top half of the region standings. I mean, it's a big, big week coming up.
It is, and that's one thing we've been stressing to the kids. Hey, go out and play the baseball game the way you know how. And we'll be right in this thing come state tournament time. We play good baseball. It's anybody's game.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to join us today. Enjoy spring break, and I know we'll talk again here relatively soon.
All right, thank you, Jordan.
Again, that's manager Rob Smith of the Emory High School baseball team talking about his crew. And again, they'll take the remainder of the week off before returning to the field on Tuesday of next week to take on the Manti Templars. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we're going to talk to Greg Peterson, one of the best basketball minds I know as far as the college ranks go. He's the co-host of the March to Madness on Sirius XM Radio. We're going to talk to Greg about last night's finale when we return right here on Drive Time Sports.